Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is November 7, 2022. I'm Benjamin and I'm here
The
with.
spirit song.
And this is kind of a special event. Once this goes into the archive tomorrow, this will be our 500th archived event in Awakening Plus. That's kind of a big milestone,
Is big.
the half thousand mark.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that for the members. We're running a little, drawing for some prizes and stuff, and in addition to a survey. Don't worry about that if you're not a member, but if you are a member, you have a chance to win hundreds of dollars in cool prizes. So if you all want to become a member really fast and jump in, and you can get in on that too. Anyhow, we're here for New Earth Support Team, and I'll assume there's at least some new. In fact, let's just acknowledge who's here. We've got almost 30 folks already, so. Welcome to Arlene, Barb, Brian, Carmen, Chris, Deanna, Diane, Eric, iPhone number 4, iPhone number 81, Jean, Kim, Laura, Linda, Mary, Michelle. There were two Lauras there. We've also got Nanda, Patricia, Paula, Renate, and several. We got three phone callers. I won't read those numbers because that would be silly. Welcome to everyone who's here and Patricia says, hi, spirit song. Linda says, how do we enter the contest? Well, you have to be a member of Awakening Plus. And if you are, then you've already gotten the email. So check your inbox and you've already got the, I sent a note out. Actually, tomorrow, when I send the email announce, I'll send an email tomorrow morning announcing the contest link and all that. So if you're a member, just watch your email tomorrow and it should be out tomorrow morning for the contest. The deal is if you complete the survey I'm going to put out by Saturday, then you're entered. So it's the biggest contest we've ever had. More prizes, more value. It's kind of a big deal. I think it's the 500th archived episode. We got to make a big deal out of this. Anyhow, but I'll assume there's at least one person here who has not been on our event before, so I'll give a pretty good description here. So what we do after this little intro, Spirit Song and I are sitting in front of a shamanic mesa, a little altar on the floor, and we're going to call the directions, call in a whole bunch of allies, whether you recognize them or not. They're all beings of love and light, high vibration and benevolent intent. Once they're here, we'll create a little container so we've got a nice safe space to work in. Then we're going to invite you into embodied awakening. There's a little invocation we use for that. It's part of my new book that you may know about, and we'll call in our own embodied awakening to the greatest extent that serves highest good. We want to be as awakened and kind of ready to go as possible so we can serve. And after that, we just relax and our beautiful divine allies will make use of each of us. They may basically we're going to act as surrogates for the collective on Earth and we'll receive blissful altered states. We might have heavy energy being processed through our bodies. You know, it depends on what each of us is ready for. Each of us We are working as a group, and yet the allies are aware of each of our individual abilities and willingnesses, and they'll only, you know, have an experience for each of us that serves our highest good individually, as well as for the greater good. So I hope that makes sense.
It does, honey.
So now it takes about an hour. We're usually done by, you know, an hour after we start, and then we'll leave a little time for feedback and questions and such. So there's two requests we make going in. One is that please do only this. And I know that seems like an outrageous request in this day and age of multitasking, but the fact is, if you're involved in this, even if you're on the recording afterward, you are co-creating the energy field. And therefore, if you are distracted and not fully present with us, then you are kind of creating turbulence in the whole field that everyone's working in. So we all co-create the field. That's why we do seriously request that you do only this for the next hour or so. And if something comes up while you're in the process and you have to do something else and it's going to take more than a minute, if you would just ask the allies to ease you out of the field and remove yourself from the field, that would be optimal. We'll feel it if the field is disrupted and we'll have to ask people to shift whatever they're doing to reharmonize if that happens. So that's our request. I know it seems outrageous, but we've learned from our experience. It is kind of important with the delicacy of the work that we do here. The other thing is if you do need to leave early, like as I said, just ask the allies to ease you out of the field. No problem. You can leave anytime you want without disrupting things. The allies will ease you out nice and smooth. Also know that no overwhelm is going to happen. No one's going to get too intense an awakening, more than they're ready for. No one's going to get more heavy energy being put through them than they're ready for. The allies are very good about making sure everyone's working within their capacity. It's all kind of miraculous. So, also, sometimes we're called to do music during this. Sometimes we're not. We never know. Another piece of advice going in is please don't have an expectation about whether your experience will be really ecstatically blissful or really challenging, whether or not we're going to do music. We just kind of show up and we are guided by our allies as to what will be going down that day. So we've learned to surrender and just kind of go with whatever happens. But it's always, inevitably, we're all in a pretty blissful space by the end. Mm-hmm. That's pretty reliable.
I'd say that's true.
Yeah. So that's how it works. So we're going to go ahead and roll it in. So right now, your unmuting is disallowed, so no one's going to be able to unmute themselves. That means whatever sound you're making during this event is not going to be heard by anyone else on this call. At the end, we will open it up for feedback, and at that point, you can unmute and share or ask a question if you want to. I think I've covered all the basics. Anything that I missed important?
I don't think so.
And so glad you're here, darling.
Well, I didn't want to miss this special occasion.
All right.
It's pretty neat.
All right. Okay, so let's get rolling. Mm-hmm. So please close your eyes. Mm-hmm. And give us your full attention, mm-hmm. please. It'll be good for you, good for us. All right, so take a moment, just become aware of your own physical body and how that feels overall. Just on a feeling level, just feel what it's feeling like. And then add any energetic awareness you also have of the energy in and around your body. Just kind of feel what's going on there. So you're tuning in physically and energetically to yourself to get your baseline. Good. So later on, we may ask you to think back to this moment so you can compare how much you've shifted, which will probably be a lot. We're now going to call the directions and call the allies. This takes less than 5 minutes. So as we do this, my recommendation is that you be really passive, eyes closed. If you feel energy moving as we do this, just feel the energy passively and let it do its thing. If you do not feel that, just feel your breath come and go passively. Either way, your passivity will let you receive the greatest benefit. You want to set the tone for the Mesa mm-hmm. call-in?
Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti.
I am that I am.
I am that I am.
So Spirit Song and I, to get ourselves set up, we call our own embodied awakening, our own Christ consciousness, our own unconditional love, our own service to other fourth density or higher consciousness. Yeah. And for all of us, we call Ama the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Falcon, Fox. Spirit Song, would you like to call some of your allies?
Sure. I call to Oya and Oya Sarai. Call to Chichen, Red Serpent. I call to the lineage of the Pachacuti Mesa, to the grandmothers and grandfathers of all traditions, to the essence of our higher selves that we are in any other dimension at this time or at any time. I call to the beautiful deer that I see present with us, and thank you, dolphins and whales, and playful sea otter, thank you for being here. Gratitude to the queen bee and her drones who are here. Thank you for your rich, fertile medicine. We have a little hamster playing with us tonight. That's sweet. Oh, and now some bunnies are showing up. I guess we're going to have some playfulness in this session.
I guess.
Thank you, especially Mother Mary and Kuan Yin, so close to my heart. We are grateful for all of you who are here. We honor and bless you as you honor and bless us.
We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am.
I am that I am.
We are that we are.
We are that we are.
I am that I am.
I am that I am.
Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is.
And so it is.
Okay, there's our container. Feels good.
Blessed be.
All righty. So, we're in safe space, and this container extends to you, whether you're live or on the recording, for the duration of this call. So now we do embodied awakening, if you wish. So this is super simple. What you're going to do with these eight words of invocation is you're going to ask your higher self to come merge with you in your physical body. This will happen to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
Thank you. I was looking to see if you had any air moving.
Oh. And metaphorically, I like to say it's like your physical body is a car. And instead of your ego driving, your ego is going to move over to the passenger seat and your divine is going to drive. And this is all only with your ego's permission. If your ego doesn't like the divine's driving, it's just back behind the wheel in a snap. The higher self steps out with no fuss. And that's that. The ego's back in control. So I need the ego part of you to know that if you try this, there's no danger. It's reversible instantly. You can have everything back just like it was if you prefer that. So it's safe and easy to try. This invocation has worked for thousands of people for over 11 years, so it's got a pretty good track record. So if you'd like to try that, the last thing on that is the benefits of embodied awakening in a nutshell are you have more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you can do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much, you can know what to do better through intuition, and there is more euphoria. So I like to say, may euphoria be with you. So I'm going to try that. Let's do that now. So In a minute, I'm going to lead you through a repeat after me of simply 8 words. You'll be speaking these to your higher self. That's the divine part that created your human part. And so we're going to do that now if you're willing. So please repeat after me starting now. Maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
That's all the words. Let them go. And now your job is to be very, very passive. So I invite you to just relax and simply be. If you notice energy moving in your body, then your only job now is to feel whatever it's doing on its own. And just let it do its thing. If you do not feel energy moving in your body, then you should be able to feel your breath coming and going on its own. Then feel that. That's your backup awareness. Either way, just be passively aware of energy or breath. Otherwise, please be completely passive. The way that this invocation works is if your ego tries to make anything happen, you will shut the whole thing down. So my recommendation is as you either feel energy or breath, please do not use effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or to stop anything from happening. Please do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just stay super passive. Just feel energy or feel breath. If you become distracted at any point while this process is underway, that's okay. But as soon as you notice you're distracted, then relax back into passively feeling energy or breath. Do not mess with the distraction. Don't fight it. Don't try to change it. Any such actions will only make it stronger. If you go back to just feeling energy or breath and that distraction is still there in the background, that's fine. Let it do its thing. Treat it like an uninvited guest. It's not you. Just you feel energy or breath. Let it do its thing in the background as a distraction if it wants to. And the final nuance, if that's not too much already, is just to, what was it? Hang on. The final nuance is to use the absolute minimum effort needed to feel energy or breath. So we can, for a second, if you wish, play the minimum effort game. So for just a moment, try dropping your effort to absolute zero. Not even trying to feel energy or breath, just chilling out completely for a moment. Just for a moment. Try that right now. And if my empathic sensitivity is working, a lot of you, as soon as you went to zero, just really got that embodied awakening happening pretty strongly. So if you're at zero effort and you still, without even trying, can feel energy or breath, then zero is actually best. If you can do that with no effort, that's the very optimal scenario. But if you drop to zero and you lose awareness of energy or breath, then add just barely enough effort back to feel it again. The idea being to use the absolute least effort needed to feel that. So I know I've hit you with a lot there. So just to simplify it down, you are either feeling energy, if that's available to you. If it's not available to you, you just feel breath. If you notice you're getting distracted, gently return to awareness of energy or breath. And use the least effort required to feel energy or breath, even if that's no effort at all. So let's just do that for a moment. I can feel that a lot of us are already in embodied awakening. And magically, we can feel you even if you're on the recording. So you're part of it as much as anyone who's on the live call. We're all co-creating this beyond time and space. You are in embodied awakening when you can say yes to this question. Is all the following true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. That's a yes to all that. You're in embodied awakening for sure. And if that's so, just relax, simply exist. You made it. Just relax and enjoy it for a moment. You serve everyone else on the call by being in the state, radiating that beautiful energy, and actually making it easier for everyone else to get there too. We lift each other up. Now, getting all the way to embodied awakening is not required to do the rest of the call. Just do the best you can. If you don't get anywhere toward it at all, you can still stay with us. If you get partway there, that's fine. Whatever happens is cool. Just do your best. Your best will be fine. You got a nice energy there, don't we, baby? Mm-hmm. So the elders saying, we are good to go. All right. So however awake or not awake you are, we're going to move forward. And don't be surprised if you awaken some more as we go through this. It often happens. So I'm going to talk to our allies for a moment. Divine allies, we are so grateful to be here. Us and our 35, 36 friends who were on the call. One jumped in just then. Allies, we come to serve the great global awakening. And we ask that you make use of us in a way that serves highest good of all, including us. So we are willing to act as surrogates. So whatever experience will serve each of us who are serving individually, whether that's a movement into deeper spiritual awareness, whether that's our willingness to process some heavy energy through our bodies for the collective, for those who cannot do it for themselves. Spirits, allies, we know you're aware of what each of us is able to do or not do. We know that you will not ask anything of any of us that we're not ready for, and that you will not overwhelm any of us. So we relax in the confidence and knowing of that. And we are so grateful to have the privilege of serving you. Thank you for giving us a shot here to help out with the great global awakening, allies. Thanks so much. Allies, we now relax and go to zero effort, and we are excited that you can now make use of us. Thank you. Carry on.
Some pretty juicy stuff happening already.
Yep. So do you humans. Just relax. Let it happen. So believe it or not, our best strategy now is to be completely passive. I strongly encourage you not to do anything that's ego-initiated, so no effort, no willpower, no visualizing, no imagining, no nothing. Just relax and be, and you can rest assured things will happen on their own. So you will probably feel energy moving in your body, altered states. As I said earlier, you may feel heavy energy being processed through your body. If you feel some of that challenging energy, don't do anything with it. Just stay passive. The allies will process it for you. That's the great thing about our way of being things, with invocation and the work we do, is we all the spiritual work gets delegated to the divine allies. We humans just relax and let it happen. Could not be easier. So from this point forward, there may be periods of silence. We're not going to yammer just to yammer, but if either of us is inspired to speak, we will. There may or may not be music. We have no idea, but if we are guided to play a certain song, we will. So we invite you, as we said earlier, to release your expectations now. Release any expectation about whether at any moment your experience will be blissful or challenging. Release any expectation about whether there will be music or talking or silence. Just do your best to just be and open to whatever's happening. The Spirit Song and I have every confidence that our amazing divine allies, as they always do, will run this event perfectly. Mm-hmm. It's juicing up nice and strong.
Feel the drawn to acknowledge Mauna Kea, the full moon. Are almost full.
Yeah. The full moon eclipse.
Yeah. Full moon eclipse. It's very powerful.
Yeah. It's a total eclipse.
Mm-hmm. Definitely feel the power.
Mm-hmm. A fitting energy for our 500th archived event.
Yeah.
So I'm experiencing a significant increase in the energy of the field we're in. So you may be feeling that too. And if you're not accustomed to this kind of intensity, the answer is to relax and just be super passive and just allow yourself to be moved into a higher state of being. And the allies will give that to you to the extent that you're ready. Again, please know they're going to be paying very close attention to each of us individually. They will be observing our ego's reactions to the shifts of energy. And they are not ever going to give anyone more than they are ready for. So having done this for years, you know, like we said, you know, this is our 500th event that'll go in the archive. We've actually done more than that. We've never seen the allies do anything that didn't serve any of us. So you can truly relax and have absolute confidence and assurance that whatever experience you have will be appropriate. It will not be too much. And if you want the optimal experience, do your best to just relax and allow. Yeah, that's a beautiful pulsation, isn't it? If you are being offered some intense energy to process, then the following things might happen. Your body might shake or vibrate or tremble. You might cry or make sound. You might want to move around a little bit to process energy. Anything you're called to do is fine, as long as no one gets hurt. So just know there's no requirement that you sit still or be silent. Again, no one here can hear you. If your camera's off, no one can see you. So whatever you are inspired to do, if you can do it safely, just go right ahead. We recommend not being a drama queen for the hell of it. But again, if you are genuinely inspired by intuition to do a certain thing, then go ahead. And it's also fine if you're still in silence, whatever you're called to do.
And remember, you're in your own sacred space. There's no sound coming to us or anyone. And it's important to feel comfortable and safe to do what you feel.
Mm-hmm. Already I'm feeling my physical body feels more like energy than solid matter now. And usually what we feel is what most of the people on the call are feeling. So you might now be noticing, wow, my physical body feels more like energy than solid matter. How cool. And just relax and be with that. This is actually a truer perception of reality than thinking you're just physical. As we awaken, we get a truer perception of reality than the unawakened human. I'm sensing a little tiny bit of effort in the field, as often happens when there's new folks here. So if you catch yourself without even meaning to, oops, I was trying to make something happen there using effort or willpower, just relax, go back to passivity. The instant you're back to passivity, the energy will start moving again and everything will be as it should. They understand that we're fallible humans and we'll slip up here and there. We all do. But as soon as you notice that you're not in full passivity, just relax back into it and everything will be fine. Yeah, boy, that opened up nicely there, didn't it? And it never ceases to amaze me. Even one person doing that can kind of put the brakes on the whole call. So it's super important that all of us stay really open and really passive. Oh, wow, that's a beautiful flow, isn't it? Okay, now much of the group has moved into a higher level. And at this higher level, there's no individuals at all. It's just like soup. It's like puree. We're just a single blended awareness. So you'll definitely know if you're aware of that. I mean, there's a part of you there either way. The only question is whether your human part's aware of it. So if you are, just be, you know, my experience, once you get to these higher levels, I never find it helpful to initiate action from ego at all. I just relax and be 100% passive. And whatever needs to happen just happens on its own, just with total spontaneity. So if you're aware of these higher levels, just be, and whatever needs to happen will happen on its own. Mm-hmm. Boy, isn't that sweet. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting a both and experience now. I am very aware of that sweet higher ecstasy at the same time as I'm feeling some heavy energy being processed through my physical body. And it's quite common for us to have both things running simultaneously. So you might notice some heavier energy being processed through your body. Typically it comes in the crown and it's kind of put through you and then it flushes out the hands or feet is the typical trajectory. There are variations, but that's the usual process. And again, this is all being done by the divine allies. There's nothing your ego has to do or figure out. Just be passive and they will totally process this for you. I'll say yet again, none of us is going to be hit with any kind of heavy energy that cannot be processed through us right now. And if your human self will just be passive and let it pass through, it'll all be perfect and you'll end up clean as a whistle. No residue. So passive, please, and just let whatever's happening, bliss, challenge, some combo, just let it run. The only heavy they're giving to us is that which some other person cannot yet do for themselves. Yeah, there's a lot of heavy energy that we're collectively processing. It's got a unique tingly feeling to it. Another thing about this kind of work is we at the human level don't have to have any idea what's being passed through us. If you feel heavy energy passing through and there's no imagery or thought, then ignorance is bliss. Just let it pass through. your human self again need not have any awareness of anything about it to let it pass through and be processed. If it serves highest good for you to know, then your higher self will pop in a little thought or image to show you. And if that happens, that's fine. But just kind of note it and then go back to just feeling is what works best generally. So even if there's thoughts and imagery swirling in the field, my experience has shown me that just relaxing into the feeling is what really helps me process things the best. So that's what I recommend you try. Just really relax into the feeling of what's happening. Don't resist thoughts and imagery. Let them swirl around if they're there. But I find that feeling focus gets me the best awakening and serves to process heavy energy most effectively. Sweetening still more. Y'all are doing really good. Mm-hmm. I'm very impressed, especially with a lot of new folks on the call, how well y'all are sinking into what we do. Very well done. Just keep it up. Yeah, I'm being shown that the allies are kind of helping you newer folks do this, and I'm sensing you all are doing a really good job of allowing yourself to be helped. This is really beautiful. Well done. Ooh, sorrow in the field. You feel that emotional energy there?
A lot of different emotional energy here tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm receiving a transmission from the realms of our allies,
mm-hmm.
energy field. And I haven't done this on a call before like this, but
let it rip, baby.
I have been being pushed here time and time again. All so right. For someone or for all of us, there is energy coming through. If you haven't experienced this before, some call it the language of light. It is a transmission of energy, I have been told, on the wings of light. It has a sound like a language, but it is not understood like we speak to each other. It is an energy transmission, and it has the ability to cleanse, to purify, to enlighten, to heal, to do whatever is needed, to recode, to do all kinds of magical, wonderful things. So I'm just going to sit for a minute till it comes through. You don't need to do anything except, just like this call, be passive, receive. Om Thank you, thank you, thank you, beautiful beings of light. We are grateful for your blessing for this transmission, for the energy that is given on special occasion like this. So much gratitude.
Thank you. And that fired up some big heart chakra cleansing for me. Thank you. Wow, nice new energy coming in. Thank you, allies. You humans, just relax and enjoy this sweet, blissful energy that's saturating our field now. Oh, also important, there may be times when what we're describing is not what you're experiencing. You might be having a very different kind of experience. If that's the case, go with what's happening for you. Never use effort to match our description. Just go with your own experience. That happens a lot. And it's perfect if you're having your own custom experience. Just stay with what's happening for you. The allies are giving you your own custom ride. It's just perfect if that's happening. You're getting all kinds of sweet brain light up. You're doing a lot of brain work now. If you're getting a strong experience of energetic challenge, physically or emotionally or whatever, just gently hold awareness where the challenge is. And your passive attention to what's happening will help the allies focus energy there to move it along. You don't need to worry about if it's your stuff or stuff that you're processing for others. It really doesn't matter. The procedure is the same. Basically, if it's in your field, it's yours now, wherever it came from. So just simple passive awareness on any challenging sensation and passive attention from your ego will give the allies all they need to process it through. The allies want us to lift each other up.
I've been feeling that, but I don't want to say anything.
Looks like we get a song after all.
I've been hearing it over and over.
All right, so I'm going to mute the mic while I tune up. No sense putting y'all through that. And I'll activate the mic again when I'm all tuned up and good to go.
I'm going to scoot back a little so you can scoot over more and be on the screen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with your guitar. All
right. Okay. So, again, this music is not for entertainment. This is music designed to move energy and facilitate our process.
Humble yourself in the light of your brother. You've got to bend down low. Humble yourself in the sight of your brother. You've got to know what he knows. And we lift each other up. 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 Humble yourself in the sight of your sister. You've got to bend down low. Humble yourself in the sight of your sister. You've got to know what she knows. And we lift each other up. We lift each other up. Lift each other up. We lift each other up. Suffering, you've got to bend down low. Humble yourself in the sight of the suffering. You've got to know what they know, and we lift each other up. each other up. We'd lift each other up. We'd lift each other up. Side of La Maestra, you've gotta bend down low, humble yourself in the side of La Maestra, you've gotta know what she knows, and we lift each other up, we lift each other. Suffering, you've got to know what they know, and we lift each other up. 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 Humble yourself in the sight of La Maestra. You've got to bend down low. Humble yourself in the sight of La Maestra. You've got to know what she knows, and we lift each other up. We lift each other up. We lift each other
Just relax into this energy. Feels like that song shifted the vibration in a nice way. Mm-hmm. Feels like we're pretty much done with that heavy energy processing, and now we're in a really exquisite altered space together. Again, your mileage may vary. If so, just go with what's happening for you. But I think most of us are in a pretty sweet space. The allies invite us now to go to zero effort. They're holding you just fine. Please just be. Just notice the feeling in your body, the feeling in your energy field. And if you can remember back to when we first felt that baseline, how the body energy field felt when we started, compare that to this. See if you notice a difference. And know that however far you've come, however far you are now, is a baby step compared to what's possible. However awake you are, there's a pretty good chance that an even more amazing awakening is awaiting you as soon as you're ready for it. Your motto, like mine, may become, "It always gets better than this." So I'm feeling some brain upgrade work happening. So please relax and let the allies help you out. As always, they'll only give you the experience that serves your highest good. Our events are opportunities to receive strong healings and spiritual upgrades. So just relax now and let them do for you whatever is appropriate. I strongly encourage just passive allowing.
And if for any reason you're feeling any difficulty with relaxing completely, just see yourself being held, cradled in the arms of the angels.
Mm-hmm.
Soft, beautiful energy. Dissolving away any challenge of any kind, pain, any resistance you might not want to feel, but it's there. Any distraction in the mind, just allowing what's happening as Benjamin is describing it, feeling held and supported and loved.
Yeah, Spirit Song comes equipped with a pretty formidable angel crew, and they're all at work right now helping y'all out. We got plenty of angelic help in the field right now. So again, just relax, go to zero, just be with whatever's happening. I'm feeling some people are having a little more intense experience. Some are in a super blissful state. Just whatever your experience is, just be with it. It's perfect exactly as it is.
Yes, it is.
And we'll just let them hold us here for as long as they wish. So we are going slightly past the hour mark. So if you need to get off the call at any point, that's fine. Just ask the allies to ease you out. It probably won't be too much longer before we formally close, but we don't know exactly how long it'll be. That's up to the allies, not up to us. And I certainly do not want to shortchange what's happening right here. So I invite you to relax and just enjoy this energy. Here we go. Now we're coming back into body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So as always, at the end of our calls, they always gradually bring us more fully back into physical awareness, but they bring back as much of the divine expansion as possible. So you may notice that as you become gradually more aware of your physical body, you might notice it's simultaneously being saturated with this beautiful higher consciousness that you've been floating in. So again, please remain passive. Let the allies saturate you with as much of this divine consciousness as you can hold. and they'll settle you back in nicely. And then if in your, whatever your daily practice is, if you want to kind of integrate this new consciousness in and make it your new normal, that's certainly a beautiful thing to do if you want. The upgrade is the gift. The integration of it is on you.
No pressure, just a gift.
No, you can do whatever you want with it, but yeah. I've found integrating it as part of the daily practice is makes it stick better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But again, my daily practice is just letting the divine do stuff for me. So it's more of the same. So I'm feeling pretty solid in my body. How about you?
I am.
Solid's not the right word. I'm feeling like a totally luminous being of energy in the body. But I guess my point is there's body awareness. I feel like I'm as in my body as I'm going to be. So it's probably time to call the directions. And, all right. So now we're going to briefly close the container and thank and dismiss the allies. And then we'll open it up for some feedback if y'all want. Spirit song, would you like to give the tone?
Sure.
Pachamama. Mama Kia. Wiracocha. Inti Kuichi.
Ooh, whoa. Nice. Allies, thanks for this awesome bliss. That's so cool. So allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this, live or on the recording, allies, please stay with that person for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you so much. We're so grateful for this exquisite space and this awesome opportunity to serve the great global awakening. Allies, where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? One, two, three. Alrighty. Only 6 minutes past the hour. Not too bad. So the formal container is closed. And now we're going to open it up for feedback. So I'm going to unmuting is now allowed. And if you're on the Zoom, just click that microphone icon and just talk if you want to. If you're on the phone, *6 will mute and unmute you. And if you'd rather just type in the chat, that's fine too. We've already got some people typing. Vivian says, thank you so much. Exquisite. Blessing all. Paula says, that was powerful. Mm-hmm. I agree. So anyone's welcome to jump in. Oh, and for those of you who are not members, just a second, Patricia. Those who are not members of Awakening Plus, you can learn more about what we do at awakeningplus.com, awakeningplus.com. And you can learn all about the membership. I mean, we do a couple of free calls a month, but there's at least 9 other calls for members only. We do an amazing bunch of stuff. And a lot of members have now been with us for years and swear by what we do and have some really awesome experiences. So I won't go on and on about what we do, but it's, and as you know, there's, as of tomorrow, 500 events in the archive you can have powerful experience with. So anyhow, Patricia, hi.
Hi, I am so blissed out. I love you guys so much. Spirit Song, thank you for being here too. This was exquisite. This was so, so beautiful. Thank you. And thank you, the allies. And thank you, everyone on the call. And yeah, membership's awesome. I got to tell you. Be a member. I'm going to, no, it's the best. Best membership I've ever been. I'm not usually It's worth every penny and you know, triple that. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Patricia.
So glad that you're with us. Yeah.
Paula typed, is the full moon coming out tomorrow the culmination of the harmonic convergence? Not to my knowledge.
I'm not aware of that either.
Nor am I.
It doesn't mean that's not true.
But... might be going on and I don't know about it, but if so, I'm not aware of that. So Diane says, that was glorious, feeling so very blissful. Ooh. Thank you. And Barb says, fantastic. The music and singing really moves the energy. Thank you both. Thanks. Risa says, yes, happy 500.
Yeah.
And she has 5 100 icons just to add it up. Thank you. Paula says it's something that Sherman heard. Again, it could be happening, but we're just not in the know on that one. Sorry.
Yeah.
Brian says, extremely grateful. Thank you. Feeling amazing. Many altered states tonight. Sweet. And Paula says, regarding that harmonic convergence, who knows, LOL. And Patricia says, it felt pretty harmonic. Mm. Yeah, when you asked about harmonic convergence, what I immediately thought of is, you know, for pretty much the rest of this decade, there's going to be an alignment of the three outer planets, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto, making soft aspects to each other for years and years. And to me, if there's a harmonic convergence, that's a pretty harmonic convergence. Maybe.
I was at the original gathering here for the harmonic convergence in 87. And it was very powerful. And then the more recent one that we had, and it could be with all that's been going on, we've missed the details about that. If there is another element of that involved, I know the energy is really powerful right now. Super powerful.
Yeah. I know the original harmonic convergence was an astrological configuration called a grand sextile, or a, there's another name for it. But anyhow, it's 60 degree aspects all the way around the circle. I did not see such a pattern in the current lunation, because I always look for the patterns in those. So if there is such a pattern, I didn't see it.
But I'm so very curious. When we're finished here, I'm going to be checking.
Yeah. Michelle says, woohoo, 500 bliss. Concur with everyone's messages, immensely grateful. And Paula says, Jupiter sure has been super bright lately. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hanging out pretty close to the moon, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Anyone else have any questions or comments? After the initial flurry. Yeah, the energy is still so sweet. I'm still very altered from our experience. The allies are pretty good about giving us afterglow even after we formally close.
That looks like another couple of messages. I don't have my glasses on.
Yeah, Barb said, thanks for the light language. I really felt that. Mm-hmm. And me too. Mm-hmm. Thanks for doing that. That was really powerful.
Sure.
I felt how the meaning of it was not any kind of English translation, but just the vibration of it was the message for me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that was way beyond English language.
It's not supposed to be understood in our filters of the English language or any.
Yeah.
It's an energetic transmission.
Yeah.
I have been told is energy on the wings of light.
Mm, yeah. Well described.
Or sound on the wings of light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Patricia just typed, it is spirit language, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed. So our spirits get it, and I have had the experience when I'm doing an inner journey with someone that they actually get a message that they can share with me.
Oh, wow.
But that's unusual.
Okay.
Yeah.
Patricia says, beautiful.
Mm.
Wow, the energy is really sweet. They just gave us another frequency. Thank you, allies. And I'm feeling a wind down energy now. So last call for questions or comments, anyone? Thank you all so much for joining us for this very special event. not only close to the eclipse, but again, will be the 500th archive event. That's quite the milestone. Mm-hmm. Oh, Diane says, just want to say that I'm loving your book, Benjamin. Oh, thanks, Diane. Mm-hmm. And Barb says, thanks, everyone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in case y'all don't know, my book is called Instant Divine Assistance, Your Complete Guide to Fast and Easy Spiritual Awakening, Healing, and More. You can get it on Amazon. And you can just go to Amazon and search the book phrase, Instant Divine Assistance. It'll come right up. It's the only book with that title. It's doing pretty good for a new book from an unknown author. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm super happy to have it out there. Mm-hmm. All right, last call for any questions or comments before we close it down.
Mm-hmm. Thank you each for being here. You each have a unique, colorful sparkle in the cosmic soup of life. And our beautiful offerings that we're giving from our hearts to help the collective, to help all of us. Mm-hmm. It's a gift to be able to serve this way and a gift to be able to serve with all of you.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll wrap it up. Thanks so much, everyone, for being here, member or not. You've all been so valuable tonight, so helpful. And again, if you're not a member, we do two events per month that are open and free, and those are announced through my email, so just stay tuned to my email list, and you'll find out about those. And big blessings to everyone. Members, we'll have three more events this week. We have an office hour tomorrow on Tuesday. We've got a really potent shamanic awakening ceremony on Wednesday. We've got, I believe, I think it's community support on Thursday. So, yeah. This is one of those rare weeks. We have four events in 1 week. So we're busy. So we'll see you all around on those events. And big blessings to everyone. Thanks so much for being here. And good night.
Much love.